morning, everybody. My name's Greg. Most of you know. I come from a rough childhood, and I dealt with a lot of mental abuse. There's a lot of screaming and hollering and fighting, and I think that's the reason why, honestly, what I think is why I don't open up when it comes to my sins and stuff, as far as talking about it. And if you all know, I know me. I mean, this is not me. I mean, this is woo. But at the age of five, I mean, that's where I think the lust of my eye came into place. And five or six. I can remember going to the junkyard with Dad and stuff and finding a bunch of Playboys out there and hiding them in a bus. And I think that's where I got my lust of my eyes that I struggled for years. And at the age, at the age of eight, I mean, I was having sex with my cousin, and I can remember the unself control that I had, as far as the rage and stuff I had as a little kid. I think that had a lot to do with that.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
Okay, take your time. We love you.
And of course, that brings on sexual sins that I struggled with for years. And I'll jump right to the point, as far as that I got married. Or not married, I was with a woman for 10 years, which was sin. And that's when I noticed all my problems, having sex outside of marriage. All kinds of anxiety and depression, and the 10 years I was together with her, I started noticing something wrong with my life, and I went to doctors, and they couldn't figure out what was going on with me, and I just kept going and going. I got frustrated, or taking my money, no insurance, and it just seemed better. Far as drinking, because I used to have a drinking problem, and it just seemed like I was drinking every day to help me feel better about myself and cope with life. And I got to the point where I just gave up on the doctors and stuff, and I just started drinking throughout the week. I mean, I would get drunk. I mean, I would wake up and wonder what I did and don't know what I did. And one night came home to, it led to blessing my kid, and I lost it. I remember waking up in the morning thinking it was a dream and saying, God, that did not happen. And when I seen her face, I mean, it just killed me, because I knew right then it happened. And I tried quitting drinking. I just couldn't. And it happened again with my oldest daughter. And I do not remember. I don't remember that. And I mean, I just lost it. I mean, my job came down on me. My relationship came down on me. I mean, job after job came down on me. And I mean, I went through, I mean, I hid everything. I mean, 4 or 5 years I went through living hell, and I cannot believe how messed up I was, how mentally, knowing something was wrong with me, couldn't figure it out. I just didn't care. I worked for Purcell Construction. I hope God blesses Purcell Construction for keeping me underneath their wing, because I did not deserve to work for them, because I was such a deadbeat. I mean, there was days that I went up to the unfinished floors in the building that we were working on, and I would just hide in the closet, and I'd just cry. I'd cry, and I held it in. I was always hiding. Nobody ever knew what I was going through, because I was hiding it. And I just hope God blesses Purcell Construction for keeping me under their wing as long as they did. But then I came to the end of my road, and stuff was so messed up in my life that I asked Dad if I could just live on the camper for a while out back for a while. And that went on and went on, and I just came to the end of my road, and Mom called me, and I just broke down. I told her, I said, I just don't know where to go. My life is just messed up. And she says, why don't you just try coming to church, Greg? She said, if you don't like it, just try it. Well, I went to church, and I didn't want to go to church, and I went to church, and I didn't go to church, and I finally realized there was something there that made a difference. And I ended up giving my life to Christ. And it seemed like a lot of people say that when they get saved, bam, they're saved. But it seemed like it took me, I mean, it was like a walk. It was like a step by step. But I gave my life to Christ in 2010. I got baptized, and it just seemed like everything was going good. And the 3 or 4 years I was in Christ, got bored, started going out, started backsliding. I turned my back on God for a while, started getting into drinking again. One beer wouldn't hurt. Before you know it, I was feeling sorry for myself, and then I just said, you know what, I'm not going down this road again. I mean, but that's my testimony. But
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No matter how broken we are, how far life's gone over the cliff, we've all had our difficulties. I've had my difficulties. Unbelief. There's a lot of sin out there. We live in a very distracted world. All you gotta do is turn your TV set. But God's there. Cliff read Psalm 145, but throughout the whole Bible, God's there. His arm's not so short that he cannot save. No matter how deteriorated your life is, how bad it seems, God's always there. I mean, we live in a very fallen world. There's a lot of unbelief out there. There's a lot of sin. And most people don't even know it. They just go with the flow, and they're in it, and they only realize they're in the trap. And the devil's got 100 traps. The devil's got 100 traps, but God is there. I'm just so thankful for everyone being here at Full Gospel and worshiping and praising God. I mean, they're cooking our meal now. It should be here in a few more minutes, but I'm just very thankful for Craig's testimony.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's been your summer?
Good.
How was your summer?
Oh, short.
Okay. My summer was rather challenging. In June, just short of July, my wife and I went on a little trip, and on the way back, it was only like a day and a half, but on the way back, her trying to get into our band, she couldn't do it. It took two hefty guys to get her into the van. And I was thinking, well, you know, we got a 3-hour trip coming back, so hopefully she'll recover enough that she'll be able to get out and get in the house. We have 6 steps coming up to our house. Well, guess what? She got up. She got out of the van, okay. She got up to the house, started to go up the stairs, got up to the 3rd step, and collapsed. I barely was able to take and hold her and get her to sit down on the steps, but her musculature just could not handle it. So, long story short, after struggling a little while, we determined that we needed to call the ambulance, and we did. They had to call a 2nd crew because they could not get her on a gurney. It took 4 ambulance people to get her onto the gurney. We took her to Carthage, where she stayed there for 3 days. And my wife has a condition called I'm just going to say it in a layman's term. She's got a very, very slow bowel. One time when she had a colonoscopy, she'd been fasting for a day and a half or whatever it required. And when they went in, they still found a cheeseburger undigested that hadn't moved on. That's how bad her slower bowels are. Sometimes they go fast and sometimes they go extremely slow. At any rate, when she was at Carthage, they did multiple x-rays and they discovered what they thought was a blockage. Well, they know diverticulitis, otitis, not itis. That's what she has. So they thought she had a bowel obstruction, so they sent her to Samaritan. Well, Samaritan figured it out. It was a diverticulitis, and because of her slow bowels. Okay, no problem. So next thing you know, I say, okay, we're done with you as far as medical. Now it's just her muscular problem, the reason you went into the hospital to begin with. Well, they finally found a place to send her to take and hopefully get her muscles back together. In the meantime, the doctors told me, your wife is not coming home unless you have a ramp or some kind of way to circumvent those steps out in front of my house. So that became the problem. What do I do? So I need a ramp. So I started looking around, no luck there. And then somebody said, oh, you know, you need to have a town zoning permit. So I applied for the permit. My first attempt was from my steps down to my border of my house or border of my property. It was 37 feet, and that's the minimum that they require for a ramp. And guess what? It was within 3 feet. And guess what? The town said no because the minimum is 5. So they nixed it. The ramp idea. There was another possible ramp idea, but that would have cost me a whole lot more money, like $5,000 or more, because it would have required some platforms and this way and that way. You know, you get the idea. You've seen some of these ramps floating around. So I was in a bind. Now, part of what I'm trying to share as a testimony is it pays to tell people who you are and what you are.
Right.
Yeah. It really does, because I'm about to share how that paid. Now, I've shared this with a couple of others already this morning, but you have to bear with it. What happened was, I got one connected to another connected to another. I got a hold of a guy out in Rochester that buys used ramps and lifts and things. So I looked on what he had to offer, and he had one for $1,800. And I think, oh my God, that's still a lot of money, but that might be more doable. So we bantered back and forth about this ramp or this lift. Actually, it was for the $1,800. And we agreed on a date. Now, during the course of this thing, I shared with him my Christianity. I shared with him I was involved in a couple of churches. And I also shared, you know, some of the things that I do differently that most people don't. Like, coffee for me in the morning starts by grinding the beans. I'm picky. I'm sorry. That's one of those things that I'm just really picky about. I grind the bean, and I use a 3-stage Italian coffee maker to make a very strong cup of coffee without the bitterness. It's delicious. Yeah. 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 He's had it. He knows what I'm talking about. Well, okay. So I shared this with this gentleman on the phone. So the morning, Saturday morning comes. Here comes that ramp. He comes into my driveway, and we go there and lean on the trailer, and we're talking. And he says, listen, I got a deal for you. If you'll make me a cup of that coffee you talked about, and you pray with my daughter, who's going through a wicked divorce, and me, I'll give you this for $1,000. He gave that to me for $1,000. Because I shared my faith, and because I shared what I was about. Sometimes it's fearful. It's a fearful thing to take and share what you are. But if you consult the Holy Spirit, He'll give you that power and courage to overcome that and move on with it. Mine was over the phone. And the blessing came back in terms of that lift. And when my wife finally came home, a month later, mind you, she said that was the easiest part of getting in the house was that lift. So all she has to do is just stand up on it. It's only like a 4-inch rise. Push a button, up it goes up, and it stops right at the top of our porch. Open up the gate and everything. It just turned out perfect. And I've finally finished. To be honest, if I hadn't told the gentleman I was an engineer, he probably wouldn't have sold it to me, because that thing needed a lot of TLC, and still working on it. But I've had to replace all the bushings on it, and I don't need to go into that detail. But you understand. Point is, sharing our faith turns out in terms of blessings too. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to share and use that strength that the Holy Spirit gives you to do so. Thank you very much for your patience this morning.
Anybody else got a testimony?
I don't have a testimony, Bob.
My name is Joshua. I don't know if any of y'all know me, but I go to Mercy Point. And I've been going to church with Greg at Free Indeed since probably like January, February, somewhere in there. And I just want to say, man, the growth that I've seen in you is amazing, bro. It's absolutely amazing. God is working in you so much. It's you come in and you're starting to facilitate some of those men's groups and helping us out and getting things going. And I know God's got more plans for you. So just stay on the path, brother. I love you.
Anybody else? Okay.